Hey everybody, it's Lee. I know we're heading into the off season, so we wanted to give a shout out to our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena, one more time. And again, we have a coupon for $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensearena.com. I always like to remind everybody, I've been using this thing for 6 months and I'm just blown away, not just from the VR aspect of it and the virtual reality side of things, but the ability to give different perspectives of the game, whether I'm playing as a goaltender. And I got to admit, it is really hard, but it has really given me a perspective from that point of hockey, which has made me a better coach and a better ice hockey player. Or the skater modes, which help you work on cognitive skills and other things like heads-up play that you don't normally get to work on in a practice or a game. So I implore you to check it out. It helps us out. It helps them out. Support our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena. Get $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensorina.com. Again, that's Hockey Never Stops. That's the code at hockey.sensorina.com. Check it out. And without further ado, enjoy this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey. Hello, hockey skaters and goalies around the world. Welcome back to another edition of The Ride to the Rink. It's Lee Elias right back with you again this week on this special episode. Why is it special? Because I'm talking about something that could be of value to you. At least I think it is. Today's topic is something we've probably heard before. You hear a lot of people talk about how, statistically speaking, medically speaking, every bit of data shows that you should play multiple sports if you want to be a great hockey player, but obviously a great athlete. So I think you know that. And I think a lot of you listening do play multiple sports. Odds are, if you're listening to the show, hockey's the top sport for you or one of the top sports. But again, you know that. You play multiple sports physically, you are going to learn some skill sets that apply to hockey and the other sports in turn. But I want to take this on a little bit of a turn today. I'm going to turn that knob a little bit. My son and daughter both started playing baseball and softball recently, and I realized through conversations with them something else, that there is a mental tie-in to the physical tie-in of playing multiple sports when it comes to your cognitive ability to become a better athlete from a tactical standpoint. Now, what do I mean by that? You play hockey, obviously. Hockey is a very reactive sport, and the way we train you is to build up muscle memory for you to respond and react to situational plays that happen where there's 5 to 10 different outcomes every time you touch a puck. It's very quick. It's very fast. You got to make a decision on a tee. Now, when you think about baseball or softball, start to realize that, you know, when you're in the field, you got to start thinking ahead of the play of this. If this batter hits the ball and there's a guy on first or a girl on first, I got to throw it here. I got to do this play. You kind of premeditatively think about what you need to do. And even in the moment, it can change, just like hockey. But baseball cognitively has a lot more pre-thinking strategy than hockey. And it made me think of how can this affect me on the ice or affect my kids on the ice. My son, who's a goaltender, obviously understanding the patience of playing 6-7+ innings and knowing how to be on the field and keep focused can help him in the net. It can help a skater on the ice in certain situations. And then I went even further beyond this. Every different sport brings a little bit of something different cognitively for you to learn a mental side of a game, to you to learn strategy. And just like the physical side of sports, we're throwing a baseball or a football or kicking a soccer ball or using a lacrosse stick, gymnastics, whatever you play all translates to you being a better physical athlete. Whatever you do also translates cognitively to you thinking games a little better. And this goes beyond sports. When you think about extracurriculars, there's so many different things you can draw from. I wrote a few down, just music in general. Do you play an instrument? Are you part of an orchestra? Are you in choir? Do you need to work with other people to sing in key, on tune, on time? These are all aspects of building a great team towards a common goal. I also wrote down gaming, which, let's be honest, almost everybody I know games now. Strategy, being part of a team, thinking ahead. No matter what type of game you're playing, if you're a Fortnite or somebody like that, or someone who loves adventure games, planning ahead, understanding side quests, knowing missions, there's stuff you can draw from there. If you like board games, some people out there that are old school, incredible strategy needed to work in a board game or also this collaborative board games. The point is this: at the end of the day, your ability as an athlete or a gamer or a musician to draw out those lessons, that is a skill set. Now, there is nothing wrong if you just want to go through all of these little things that you do, the sports, the games, the extracurriculars, and just enjoy them. You should enjoy them. But your ability to look at a piece of music or look at a game and say, how can this help me become a better hockey player or a better person or a better teammate? And vice versa, how can hockey make me a better musician? Your ability to collaboratively in your mind connect the dots will help you advance at light speed. If you can see the game in everything you do and keep loving it in everything you do, man, you're going to advance a lot faster than you think. Again, not talking so much about the physical aspects that you get from sports. I think that's fairly obvious. But the cognitive, the mental, the ability to see teams working together, to see how music flows or a game flows or a story flows, or to understand in a baseball game that you premeditatively thinking of the next play is building up something in your brain, a skill set that can help you out. The more things you can do while sleeping, eating, and having a sane life, parents, I'm talking to you on that one. The more things you can do to well-round yourself, I think the more well-rounded you will become. I know that sounds obvious, but we don't do it enough. You do not have to hyper-focus on one thing. You do not have to do that. You are more than just the game. You are you, and I believe in you. You should too. I say that a lot, but that's today's message. See how much you can draw out from all of your experiences, even the ones you don't like, to help make you a better whatever you want to be. That's going to do it for this edition of The Ride to the Rink. I'm Lee Elias. Remember, all of The Ride to the Rink's available at OurKidsPlayHockey.com along with all of our full episodes. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you're enjoying whatever part of the season you're in. Take care. Skate on. We'll see you next time. Have a good one, everybody.